哎，早上平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace this morning.
早上我们继续来看以斯拉记。
We will continue to look into the book of Ezra.
我们从以斯拉记看见以色列百姓，重新建造圣殿这件事情。
That they are the people, God's people are rebuilding the temple.
从建造圣殿这件事情，看见神恢复工作的一些属原则。
So from the picture of rebuilding the temple, we learn some spiritual principles about how we should serve.
好，请我翻到以斯拉记第四章。
Let's turn to Ezra chapter 4.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
Verses 1 through 6.
第五节。
Verses 1 through 5.
犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇。
Now, when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the people of the exile were building a temple to the Lord God of Israel,
就去见所罗巴伯和以色列族长，对他们说：“请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神，与你们一样。”是从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上这地以来，我们常祭祀神。
They approached Zerubbabel and the heads of the father's household and said to them, Let us build with you, for we like you seek your God. And we have been sacrificing to him since the days of Ashurhadon, king of Assyria, who brought us up here.
但所罗巴伯、耶稣亚和其以色列族长对他们说，我们建造神的殿与你们无干，我们自己为耶和华以色列的神协力建造，是照波斯王古列所吩咐的。
But Zerubbabel and Joshua and the rest of the heads of father's households of Israel said to them, You have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God, but we ourselves will together build to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, king of Persia, has commanded us.
那地的民就在犹大人建造的时候使他们所发软扰乱他们。
Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and frightened them from building.
从波斯王古列年间直到波斯王大力乌登基的时候，会买谋士要败坏他们的谋算。
And hired counselors against them to frustrate their counsel all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
24节。
Verse 24.
于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
Then work on the house of God in Jerusalem ceased, and it was stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
我们再翻到历代志，列王记下十七章。
2 Kings 17.
我们从22节读到24节。
Verses 22 to 24.
以色列人犯耶罗伯安所犯的一切罪，总不离开，以致耶和华从自己面前赶出他们，正如借他仆人众先知所说的，这样以色列人从本地被掳到亚述，直到今日。
22. The sons of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They did not depart from them, until the Lord removed Israel from his sight, as he spoke through all his servants, the prophets. So Israel was carried away into exile from their own land to Assyria until this day.
亚述王从巴比伦、古他、亚哈、亚娃、哈马和西华、华因迁移人来安置在撒玛利亚的城邑，代替以色列人，他们就得了撒玛利亚，住在其中。
The king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cutha and from Ava and from Hamath and Zepharvaim and settled them in the cities of Samaria in place of the sons of Israel. So they possessed Samaria and lived in its cities.
这些人以后就被称为撒玛利亚人。
And these people that are resettled became the Samaritans.
那是指的一般不纯净的犹太人，因为他们和外邦人结合后代。
They were a mixed race because they intermarried with the Jews. That would be the end of our scripture reading. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，在你复活早晨，我们带个欢喜快乐心来到你面前。
Lord, we want to thank you that on this day of your resurrection, we bring a heart of thanks and joy into your presence.
我们感谢你，你从死里复活，把那永远生命赐给我们，也因着这个生命，我们活在地上来跟随你。
We thank you that because of your resurrection, you gave us new life, and it is with that new life that we live upon this earth.
因此呢，让我们学习更多住在基督里面，好叫基督也从身上显出来。
We ask that you would have us learn more about this life and have Christ be expressed in our lives.
也让我们知道如何生活，势力在面前，特别在这个末了时代、黑夜时代。
So that we would have a conduct a life that is before you, even in this dark age.
我们感谢主，你是做工的主，你做工直到如今，一直做在你的百姓的当中。
We want to thank you that you are the ever-working God, and today you are working in our midst.
主，我们感谢你不是外面许多工作，乃是你要做在我们这些蒙恩的人身上。
We thank you that it's not an outer work, but it is work that you are bringing about in our lives.
像这些在地上借着服事，借着跟随你来发表你的心，能够彰显你自己。
That through serving you and through following you, we would express who you are.
早晨我们来一同等候仰望在面前。
Before you, we wait before you this morning.
也借着就以斯拉记所以色列百姓所经历的，叫我们今天成为我们的警醒，知道如何势力在你面前。
We ask that you would teach us through the book of Ezra, so what's written in this book would become our daily experience.
我们将等候仰望都靠主耶稣基督的求。
And we want to wait before you in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们说以斯拉记呢是一本被称为恢复的书。
So we've been saying that the book of Ezra is a book about recovery.
前面部分呢是说到以色列百姓从被掳归回之地以后，重新把圣殿建造起来的过程。
The first part of the book is about when the exiles came back from Babylon to rebuild the house of the Lord.
第二部分呢是从第七章以后讲到以斯拉第二次归国以后，在那把神的律法重新恢复起来。
And then the second part of the book of Ezra, from chapter 7 on, is about the return with Ezra, where they devote themselves to the reading of the word.
我们说从神借着以色列百姓这个恢复的过程当中，看见神在一个恢复的工作里面有一些属灵原则。
And we want to learn the spiritual principles behind God's work of recovery.
我们知道神做工是有他原则的。
We know that God had a purpose in what work He's doing.
是做我们这些被称为神百姓的人，我们在那做神的工的时候，也需要照着神的原则在那边做工。
So as His people, we want to also do God's work according to God's way.
当我们照着神的工作的法则在那做工的时候，神的工作就成全在我们的当中。
If we do God's work and God's way, then His work will be accomplished in our midst.
我们说到为什么有恢复的工作呢？
Why is there this concept of a recovery work?
因为人从起初神所定的旨意身上落下去了。
That's because God had an original purpose, but man fell from that purpose.
塑造的人或说从以后以色列百姓的历史当中，我们看见神都借这一般人来彰显发表神的旨意，发表神的心意。
That in God's people he has always wanted that he attain a group of people that would express himself.
就是神的旨意在百姓身上有一种情形，就是要借着他们有个属灵正常生活来彰显神，来发表神自己。
That God wants his people to have a suitable and normal spiritual condition to express who he is.
但是我们从历史里面看见，一再看见神的百姓一再失败，一再败落下去。
However, in history, we can see that his people fell and continued to deviate from his will.
但是我们感谢神，人可以失败，但是神的工作，神这旨意最终还是要成就在神百姓的当中。
Thank the Lord that although man may fail, God will not fail. He will do His will and His work in His people.
他借着少数人把神的旨意重新恢复在神的百姓的当中。
He may use a small group of people, a remnant, to complete His work.
我们上次讲到以斯拉记末了的时候
，We talked about at the end of the book of Ezra.
第三章末了。
Oh, we talked about at the end of chapter 3 in the book of Ezra.
当这一批被掳归回的人，他们回到 耶路撒冷重新要建造圣殿。
That when the captives returned to rebuild the house of the Lord,
当他们现在把圣殿的根基立起来以后，
That when the foundation of the house of the Lord was set,
我们看见那以色列百姓他们在那歌唱，在那欢呼赞美神。
We saw that there were shouts of weeping and shouts of joy among God's people.
所以当这个根基被立起来以后，
When the foundation of the house was set,
我们看见那些那些记载告诉我们说，那些许多祭司、立位人、族长，这些曾经看过旧圣殿的老人。
That when the old men, the elders, the priests who have seen the former temple,
现在他们亲眼看见这个殿的根基立起来，他们便大声哭泣。
That when they saw that the foundation of the house of the Lord was set, that they wept and they shouted.
这些曾经看过所罗门所建造的圣殿那个高贵、那个荣耀、那个辉煌的那个情形。
They had seen the former temple, Solomon's temple, in all its glory and all its fullness.
现在他们看见殿的根基重新立起来了。
But now, finally, they see this temple has its foundation set, ready to be built.
为什么他们在那那欢呼、大声的哭泣呢？
Why is it that they shouted with joy and had sounds of weeping?
虽然曾经七十年前，先知耶利米已经预言说，七十年满足的时候，神要把他们带领回去，重新建造圣殿。
Because they knew the words of Jeremiah. Jeremiah said 70 years ago that after 70 years are completed, that the people will go back.To Jerusalem to rebuild the house.
但是我们知道，几十年这样过去了，将近七十年这样过去了。
Now 70 years have elapsed.
他们怎么想到说有机会还可以回去重新建造圣殿呢？
They did not. They were so amazed that they got to go back to see the house of the Lord become built up.
现在有一天，他们居然能够回到耶路撒冷重新要建造圣殿。
That when they went back to Jerusalem, seeing that the house of the Lord was about to be rebuilt,
似乎在一个黑暗的光中，他们见一道曙光出现。
It's almost as if they've been living in 70 years of darkness, and now they've seen a great light.
因为殿的根基立起来，很快圣殿就可以重新建造起来。
Because once you see the foundation of the house been set, you know that the rest of the house will follow.
他们想到有生之年，居然还能回到耶路撒冷去建造圣殿。
They thought it was such a wonder that.They would have the chance to go back to Jerusalem to see a rebuilt temple.
我想这些老年人他们被掳的时候应该年纪非常轻。
You can imagine that these elderly people, when they were brought into captivity, they were very young.
也许只有十几岁，甚至不到二十岁的人。
Probably they were from between 10 to 20.
现在已经经过了七十年，怎么可能想到他们有机会回去呢？
Now after 70 years, they thought.How unthinkable that they would be the ones that can.
就有人来说，这是不可能发生的事情。
The house of the Lord rebuilt, impossible.
他们在想，可能就老死在巴比伦这个地方。
They thought they could possibly have died while in captivity in Babylon.
但是居然有一天，神把他们重新带回到耶路撒冷，并且再重新建造圣殿。
But so amazingly, they got to live long enough to go back to Jerusalem to see the temple be rebuilt.
自然而然，他们看见殿的根基立起来的时候，他们里面那个里面兴奋那个激动。
So when they saw the foundation of the temple being set, inside their hearts, they were very touched and moved.
是很难想象的，所以他们大声哭嚎。
And that is why they started to shout. They started to cry.
我们知道，有时候一个人喜乐到个极点的时候，他是放声大哭的。
We know that when someone is so joyful to a peak that they started to cry.
因为他们曾经看过那个旧殿的一个荣耀。
Because they've seen the glory of the former temple.
现在看见好像这个荣耀重新可以再回到他们当中。
And now when they see the foundation.It's almost as if that glory has returned among them.
这是令他们很难想象的一件事情。
This was an unthinkable thing for them.
正如诗篇126篇那一首诗是那个被掳以后所写的一篇诗。
So Psalm 126 is a song of the returned captives.
他们在那里说做事人在说当耶和华将那被掳的人带回西安的时候我们就像做梦的人
When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion we were like those who dream
什么是一个做梦的人呢
What is who is a dreaming person?
有时候我们听人说他有个理想，那最终那个理想他一定会成就应验的时候。
If someone has a really great thing that they want to do,
我们想那个事情不肯发生，你是在做白日梦嘛？
We say that that's like a dream, that's ridiculous.
那就说那件事情实在不肯发生的。
That is something that can't be possible.
所以这些队伍归回的人，他们回去的时候，有人感觉说好像是一个做梦的人。
And so that's why when the Lord brought the captives back to Zion, they were like those who dream.
这怎么是可能的事情发生呢？
They thought how could it have been possible that it's been done to them?
但是70年前耶利米所说预言，可能他们都又忘记了。
It seems like a lot of people may have forgotten about Jeremiah's 70 year
prophecy.
Who would have thought that after 70 years they would have been able to come back home? Maybe after a few decades that dream has begun to fade.
那现在居然他们能够重新回到耶路撒冷，重新建造圣殿，他们说这样说好像是一个做梦的人。
But now they got to go back home to rebuild the temple. They were like those who dreamed.
这是不是个真实的事情呢？
Isn't this real for us?
我刚才说，有时候好像我们遇到一件事情的时候，我们说，哎，这是不是真的？我是不是在做梦啊？
Sometimes when you encounter something so incredible, you're like, am I in a dream?
那事实上，哎，是真实的。
But you realize it's real.
这件事情竟然是发生在我们当中。
That this incredible thing has happened in our midst.
所以那个做事底下就说，所以我们满口欢喜，满舌欢呼。
That's why the psalmist continues. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting.
因为在外邦当中有人说耶和华为他们行了大事。
Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
耶和华果然是为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
所以当他们把殿的根基立起来的时候，他们这边哭嚎。
So once the foundation of the temple was set, they shouted with joy.
喜乐到了地步，在那大声的哭嚎。
So a peak of joy that their tears just flowed out of them.
因为这件事情不再是一个做梦。
Because this thing was not a dream anymore.
这一件事情成为事实了。
That this thing has become a reality.
那另外一方面也告诉我们说，有许多人大声欢呼。
That on the other hand, we heard shouts of joy coming from the people.
我想这一般人就是可能在巴比伦出生长大另外一代。
Those who shout for joy were probably the younger generation that grew up in Babylon.
为什么他们大声欢呼？
Why did they joyfully shout?
可能他们也曾经经过那些看过旧殿老年人讲到从前圣殿那个荣耀光景。
Because perhaps they heard from the older generation their own stories about the glory of the former temple. And so when they saw the foundation set, they also were filled with joy. That their hearts were touched, they also had, they shared the dream. That what the elderly people have experienced, they themselves want to experience.
神可以重新回到圣殿里面与神的百姓同在。
That the Lord once again can return to the temple and be among His people.
感谢主，那些年老的人，他们也知道说，有一天建造起来的时候，他们可以重新回到圣殿里面敬拜侍奉神。
And we know that the elderly people were so glad because they can return back to among the temple to the temple to serve God.
在享受到神一切丰富。
To enjoy the.Great blessings of the Lord.
所以我们看见，当殿的根基被立起来的时候，不管是老年人，不管是那些年幼，他们一同在欢呼赞美。
So, when the foundation of the temple was set, the elderly people, the younger people were all glad and shouting with joy.
因为神的确为他们行了大事情。
Because the Lord has done great things for them.
在人看是不可能事情，是神自己做成功的。
In the eyes of man, it might have seemed impossible.
因为这个恢复工作是神自己启动，神自己一步一步带领他们。
But God's recovery work is His own work. He is the one that leads His people.
所以那是一个极其令人兴奋、一个激动的一个场合。
That this is something that God does Himself.
就在这个时刻的时候。
And at this moment.
第四章一开头就告诉我们。
That when the Lord is beginning His work,
这些犹大便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列人建造殿宇的时候
we see that the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the people of exile were building a temple to the Lord God. That the enemies of Judah and Benjamin came out.
我们就看见这是仇敌的工作。
And then following this, we see the enemy's work.
是我们从属灵历史看见，当神有在那有一点工作的时候。
From spiritual history, we see that whenever the Lord starts His work, at the same time, we see that an enemy starts His work. When among God's people, there is a small revival recovery work, when there's a small movement of God among some groups of people, and there's a spiritual turning in someone's life, or the spiritual condition of something has increased, then the enemy does not want that work to continue. And then the Lord wants to hinder the work of God, so that the work of God will not be completed among
us.
So when the enemies heard that the people were about to build a temple to the Lord God of Israel, that's why they then approached the Zerubbabel and the heads of the father's household.
在那头一个，他们怎么对这些所罗巴伦他们怎么说呢？
What did they say to Zerubbabel and the heads of the father's households?
请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们神，与你们一样。
They said, "Let us build with you, for we like you seek your God."
他们来不是一下说还要拦阻他们，要破坏他们工作。
When they first came, they didn't just outright say, "We're here to destroy your work." When they came, they were very friendly. They said, "Let us build with you." For we, like you, seek your God.
因为自从亚述王把我们这些人带到这里来，我们常常祭祀神，这边祭祀神。Because
we have been sacrificing to your God since the days of Ashurbanipal, king of Assyria.
我刚刚说这一班是谁呢？
Who is this group of people?
这一班人就是当初以色列百姓被掳到亚述以后。
So this group of people is when the people of the northern kingdom of Israel got exiled to Assyria.
亚述王在那个巴比伦那边把那些外族的人也迁移到这个撒玛利亚这个地方。
The king of Assyria took multiple Gentiles and moved them into the land of Israel.
这些人以后就跟当地的犹太人结合，然后所生出的后裔就被称为撒玛利亚人。
And these Gentiles intermarried with the people of Israel so that their later generations became a mixed race of Samaritans.
所以这些人当初被迁移到撒玛利亚城邑的时候呢，因为他们不敬畏神。
And because the Samaritans did not fear the Lord,
所以神就差遣狮子到他们当中把他们咬死一些人。
The Lord sent lions among their midst.
然后有人告诉亚述王说，那些被迁移到撒玛利亚那些人被狮子咬死的。And
so someone told the king of Assyria that the lions have consumed some of the Samaritans.
因为他们不知道那地之神的规矩。Because
they do not know the custom of the God of the land.
所以被狮子咬死。And
that's why they were consumed by lions.
所以亚述王就从被掳人当中打发一个祭司回去教导他们当地之神的规矩。
So the king of Assyria sent one of the priests to go back to Israel to instruct the people of the land in the custom of the God of the land. So this is described in 2 Kings chapter 17. And because God, the king of Assyria brought a priest of the Lord to instruct them on how to worship the Lord.
为了惧怕神的缘故，他们也在那边献祭给这个耶和华神。
So that is why the Samaritans also gave sacrifices to the Lord.
但一方面，他们各族的人也照样献祭给他们不同的神偶像。
But at the same time, they were also sacrificing to their own gods, their native gods.
一面他们在那边献祭给耶和华神，但是一方面他们又献祭给他们自己的神。
So they're both sacrificing to their own gods while they're also sacrificing to the Lord God.
所以这一般人是代表一种混杂不清的一个掺杂的犹太人。
So that's why you could say that the Samaritans is like an impure race.
所以我们到主耶稣的时代，我们告诉圣经告诉我们说，以色列犹太人是跟他不相往来的。
At the time of Jesus, the gospel writer says that the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans.
因为他是代表一般不纯洁的掺杂的人。
Because they are impure.
但他们现在说要求守法，我说我们和你一同进到圣殿。
And when they came to Zerubbabel, they said, "Let us build with you."
我们寻求神和你，我们是寻求你们神。我们的祭祀神
that we like you seek your God.
好像他们愿意和这些被掳归回人一同来建造圣殿，好像有同一个目标。
It's as if when they want to serve and build the house of the Lord, they have the same goal as the people.
因为我们也是献祭给你们的神。
Because they said we sacrifice to the same God.
所以我们看见仇敌。的工作头梗呢，是把那些不纯洁、不纯净的东西、掺杂的东西啊，带到神的工作里面。
So we see that how the enemy first works is to take the things of the world, the impure things, and bring them into the house of the Lord.
叫神的工作性质改变了。
To change the nature of God's work.
所以从观念来说，好像他们是一同要同工，一同建造圣殿。
So outwardly, it might seem that they have the same, share the same goal to build the house of the Lord.
但是我们知道这是仇敌的一个诡计。
But we know that this is the enemy's work.
把一些不纯正的东西带到神的百姓当中，带到神的工作当中。
To bring impurity into God's people and into God's work.
让神的工作性质内容改变了。
So that the content and the nature of God's work changes on the inside.
弟兄姊妹，这个仇敌的诡计同样发生在这个时代。
And likewise, how the enemy works is the same in our age today.
在属灵的事情上，同样有这样一个原则。
That this is how he does it among us.
我们知道，我记得二三十年前，基督教里面有好像一个很大的一个组织，他一直在推动这个所谓的教会合一的工作。
I remember 20 or 30 years back, there was a famous preacher who pushed for Christian ecumenism.
甚至一个宗教合一的一个工作。
To unite all the churches as one.
另外想，我们都是一样。为什么要那分开那么多有那么多分别呢？但是合在一起不是产生更大力量吗
？He thought, why don't we have the same goal? Don't we all have the same beliefs? Why don't we just come together? Isn't it much better to be together than be divided?
宗教都是劝人为善的，目标大家都是一样，目的也都是非常好的，都是善的。
That we have one God, we have one purpose.
这个二三十年前看这个事，但是这个团体像好像早就不见了。
But This was 20, 30 years ago, but when I look today, it seems like this movement has fizzled out.
这就是一个混杂。
This is impurity.
我记得那个2001年那个911发生的时候。
I remember back in 2001 when 9/11 happened.
在 DC 一个很大的教堂。
Oh, at DC's National Cathedral.
有各宗教的代表聚在那里。
That various representatives from different faiths came together.
他们在那为要为这个美国这个国家祷告。
For an interfaith prayer vigil for America.
求神保护这个国家，祝福这个国家。
That the Lord may protect and bless His people.
我记得印象很深，那里有基督教牧师的代表。
I remember very vividly that the person representing the Christian faith.
也有天主教神父的代表。
And there was also a brother from the Catholic faith.
也有佛教、回教、印度教各种宗派的各种宗教的人一同站在那个台上。
And people from all different faiths, Buddhism, Islam.
他们在那说我们要一起来祷告。祷告。
They're all standing on the stage praying together.
求神来保护这个国家。
Asking the Lord to protect this nation.
你想他们去祷告的时候是祷告哪位神？
If you think about it, which God are they praying to?
基督教他当时祷告谁是基督，对不对
？The Christian preacher is probably praying to the Lord God.
那回教可能祷告他们的阿拉。
And the Muslims are praying to Allah.
所以你看，好像大家都是好意的，为了这个国家祷告，怎么不对呢
？Look, what's wrong with praying for the nation?
但是祷告的时候，每一个人祷告他们自己的神。
But everyone was praying to their own God.
哪一个神能够保护这个国家，他们也不知道。
Which God can protect this nation? Actually, they don't know.
弟兄姊妹，若是在那个场景，你会站在那里吗
And if given the opportunity, would you also participate?
若是我们稍微懂点真理的话，我们绝对不会站在那里的。
But if we do know the truth, we wouldn't want to participate.
所以这撒玛利亚这当地的这些仇敌，他们来告诉所罗巴伯说，我们和一同的同工来建造这个圣殿。
So when the Samaritans came to Zerubbabel to say, "Let us build the house of the Lord together with you."
我们寻求你们的神。
We sacrifice to the same God.
但是你也告诉所罗巴伯说，我们是寻求我们的神耶和华。
But we seek the same God.
我们在这里也常常祭祀神，祭祀神。敬拜敬。
Oh, we're here to also sacrifice to the same God.
在这里也告诉说，他们是在常常祭祀哪一位神。
But which God are they sacrificing to, really?
因为历代志下来告诉我们说，他们一方面献祭给耶和华神，一方面献祭给他们自己的神。
Because 2 Kings said that they not only sacrificed to the Lord God, but they also sacrificed to their own gods.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见仇敌头一个工作就是用掺杂不纯洁的东西带到神的教会里面，带到神的百姓的当中。
So we see that the first work of the enemy is to introduce impurity into his people.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要只看外面，好像举着基督教的一个招牌就可以一起来同做神的工。
So don't just look on the outside to people who say that they're nominally Christians.That they can do the work of.
好像目标都是一样，都是做神的工。
It may seem that they're doing the same work.
最明显，我看今天天主教他说我们是信耶稣基督啊。
Likewise, Catholics say we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但他们所传的耶稣基督却不是圣经里面所说耶稣基督。
But the gospel that they share is not the same gospel.
他们今天问了许多。所作所为没有一件事情是圣经的启示，圣经启示出来要该做的事情。
That most of the rituals that they do are not derived from the Bible.
但是许多人还认为说，大家都一样嘛，招牌都一样，
yet,
名称都一样。
Some people say that this is both the same. They are both Christians.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
This is a serious matter, brothers and sisters.
我们知道读到加太书的时候，保罗站在很严厉的说到一件事情。
Then we read in the book of Galatians.Paul said something very serious.
若有人传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们不同，就应该被受咒诅。
That anyone preaches to you a gospel that is different from the one that you received, they are to be accursed.
若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受不同，他就应该受咒诅。
That this person should be accursed.
保罗两次讲到这一般人该受咒诅，非常重的话。
That Paul twice used that word, cursed.
好像都在传福音。
It's very serious. It's about the gospel.
但是他们所传的福音却不是启示出来福音。
That although the false prophets preach a gospel, that is not the same gospel.
他们和保罗所传的福音是不一样的。
It's a gospel contrary to the one that Paul preached.
保罗所传的福音乃是从耶稣基督启示而来的。
Paul's gospel is revealed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗讲到这些当初那些假使徒的时候，保罗是这样说。
And Paul likewise said this about the false apostles.
他说他们装作基督使徒的模样。
That they,
装作基督
that, oh, they masquerade as apostles of light.
这也不是为奇，这也不足为怪。
Right, the false apostles masquerade as apostles of Christ.
因为撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他们的差役装作仁义的差役。装作人的差也不算稀奇。
Because Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light.
这是仇敌一个极大的一个诡计。
This is something that is very serious what the enemy does.
把那些似是而非好像是一样的东西带到神的百姓神的工作里面。
He takes what is seemingly the same, seemingly harmless, and brings it into The work of God.
把那些不是出于神的东西，那世界东西，带到神的工作里面。
So that the things of God, not the things that don't belong to God, the things of this world get brought in.
要破坏神的见证，破坏神工作的信使。
To destroy the Lord's testimony, to hinder His work.
所以当他们来这样子要求的时候，所罗巴伯马上拒绝他们。
So when they came to ask Zerubbabel to participate, Zerubbabel refused them.
他们被拒绝以后呢，不是他们就退去了。
But once they were refused, they didn't go away easily.
所罗巴伯对他们说呢，这个圣殿建造圣殿与你们无关，与你们无干，不相干。
We have no part with you. The Zerubbabel told them that we have no part with you.
所以我们知道这些所罗巴伯这些领袖们他们能分辨这些不是属神的百姓
and that meant that Zerubbabel had a spirit of discernment to know that these people are not from God
他们和进到圣殿是无关系的
that these people who came in they don't share the same life as Zerubbabel
所以我们看见在神的工作上我们不是单单只看外面表现外面的情形而已
That those people have nothing in common. So when we look, we want to have spiritual discernment to know what's real and what's not.
外面好像是在那边献祭给耶和华神。
Outwardly, they seem to want to sacrifice to the Lord God.
但是一方面他们在那边献祭给那些偶像，他们自己的神。
But at the same time, they were also sacrificing to their own idols, to their own gods.
他们和神是没有生命的关系。
They had nothing in common with God.
他们不过是一个宗教的一个观念就是了。
They have only religion.
我们记得主耶稣曾经跟一个撒玛利亚妇人谈到
We know that the Lord Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman
那撒玛利亚妇人对主耶稣说我们祖宗在这个山上敬拜
The Samaritan woman says that we worship the Father on this mountain
你们倒说敬拜应该是在耶路撒冷那个地方
But you say that you should worship the Father in Jerusalem
什么叫宗教
What is religion?
宗教就是只有外面它种在外面那个地点
Religion is only concerned about the outward.
所以主耶稣说你们所拜的你们不知道。
That's why the Lord Jesus told her, you worship what you do not know.
他们不知道神是个灵。
They don't know that God is spirit.
神要人敬拜是要以灵和真实来敬拜他。
That the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit.
这样才会敬拜到神。
And that's how one should worship the Father.
所以人坚持看外面，重在表面。
A lot of people today only see the outward, only see the religion.
在里面到底是怎么一个真实的东西才是神所要的。
But God looks at what's inside. That's what matters.
所以这些人撒玛利亚他们跟神是没有关系的。
So that's why the Samaritans have no part in the work.
他们没有神的生命。
They have nothing in common because they don't have God's light.
神不是看人外面什么，而是看人和神之间有没有个别的关系。
God doesn't look at what's on the outside, but on the inside, whether we have a connection of life with Himself.
今天很多人到，不管是到那个耶路撒冷去旅游观光，或是到那个中东一带去旅游观光。
That when people today go to Jerusalem to go sightseeing,
他们说我们去寻找跟随保罗的脚踪。
When they say they want to go in the footsteps of Paul,
什么叫跟随保罗脚踪呢？
What's that mean?
就当初看保罗是从怎么样从这个城到那个城，然后到那个地方。
That they would follow Paul from one city to another or to a different place.
这个就是跟随保罗脚踪。
That is going in the footsteps of Paul.
保罗脚踪是这样子吗？
Did Paul walk in those footsteps?
圣经讲到这个保罗脚踪，不是讲到他那个地点是怎么走，这个路是怎么走的。
The Bible says the footsteps of Paul is not the outward places that he visited.
就像主耶稣一样，彼得前书第二章告诉我们。
Just like Paul said in 2 Corinthians.
他说基督为我们受苦，为我们留下一个榜样，要我们跟随他的脚踪行。
Oh, that just like in Peter's epistle that we are walking in his steps.
所以人今天若是到耶路撒冷去，就看看耶稣那一天是怎么样背起他是十字架走上个哥哥他哥哥山的那个脚踪，那个路是怎么走的。
That when some sightseers go to Jerusalem, they want to see the way of Golgotha. How did Jesus bear his cross to go up to Golgotha?
若是跟着那个路线走的话，就是跟随耶稣的脚踪。
That they think by going through the stations of the cross that they are walking in the steps of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道这不是。
But we know that that's not.
跟随耶稣的脚踪乃是说到他是一个走一个十字架道路的这个脚踪。
But walking in his steps means by walking in humility in the way of the cross.
保罗脚踪也是一样，他是按着圣灵带领，在那一路传福音给那些外邦人。
Likewise, Paul as well, that when he preached to the Gentiles, he does it by the Holy Spirit.
我们可以很诚实说，我们就是光光就是的嘛，什么跟随保罗脚踪。
So why don't we just Oh, why don't we just go there for a vacation?
但是因为去的时候不好意思，我们去观光，我们就说讲个比较好的名称，说我们去跟随保罗脚踪。
But why don't we also walk in the footsteps of Paul?
我们去寻找耶稣的脚踪。
Why don't we actually walk in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus?
耶稣的脚踪不是到那个地理上去找的。
The footsteps of the Lord Jesus is not a specific place.
耶稣的脚踪乃是在圣经里面。
But the footsteps of Jesus are in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要受那些基督教那些错误思想观念影响。
So let's not be affected by outward religion.
我们必须要神来的光，看见什么是真理。
We need God's light to see what is truth.
所以这些人好像是好意，要和他们一同同工，一同做工。
So it seems like this group of people, the enemies, wanted to co-work with them.
所罗巴伯嘛是拒绝他们。
But Zerubbabel said, "Refuse them. You have no part with us."
我刚刚说了，当所罗巴伯拒绝他们的时候，他们不是说好了，算了，就回去了。
Once the Zerubbabel refused them, they didn't just disappear. They wanted to trouble them. The enemies wanted to frustrate them further. So that the people cannot build the house of the Lord peacefully. And so it does reveal their true colors on why they came to ask Zerubbabel in the first place. They wanted to partake in God's work in order so that God's work will not be able to be done. So that God's work will not be done in His way.
他们在那边建造的时候，不是按着神的心意，按着神所要那个圣殿的方式来建造。
So that God's work will now be done according to His own will and His own heart.
因为只有神心意所造成的圣殿，神才能安息住在那里。
Because only a temple that is built according to God's way can God find rest in that temple.
所以很快就显明他们本相是什么。
And so immediately we saw that they revealed the true colors.
所以我们看见这都是仇敌的诡计计谋。
This is how the enemy wants to work. And so when you come to do the work of the Lord, we need spiritual discernment. Let's not look at them outwardly, look to see their intentions. If the people don't have God's life in them,
与神的工作是一点关系都没有。
Then they have no part in God's work.
神乃是注重人和他之间有没有生命个别的关系。
God cares if there's actually life in a brother or sister.
我记得应该是去年的事情，有个朋友因为他受浸，然后跟韩弟兄就跟他有点交通。
I remember last year a gospel friend asked us to be baptized, and then I went to Brother Han.
韩弟兄，我刚刚他听他讲了他一些的他个人的经历是怎么样，不是就是那个人要说起那个人讲了他一些的事情。And
Brother Han talked to him about his life experiences.
那个人讲了他一些经历。Okay,
that person who wants to be baptized told Brother Han about his own life experiences.
韩弟兄就跟他讲说。
And Brother Han told this person that you need to have a personal relationship with God and the Lord Jesus. And that was why at that moment we didn't go through with the baptism. And then he wasn't too happy about it. And then half a year later, he said once again, "I want to get baptized."
哎，我们就感觉啊，这个人好像不一样了。But
we all felt that this person has changed. He's different now.
啊，他在讲到他一些生活上的体会经验上，觉得这个人好像的确跟神、跟基督生命好像连在一起了。And
that when we talked to this person, that they had a real life that's connected with the Lord Jesus.
是用什么？不是外面形式，不是外面做什么？So
it's not outwardly what you say, what you do.
同样今天每一次都来聚会的我们这些人被称为所谓基督徒。
But that when we come together as brothers and sisters to worship God as Christians,
不一定在这聚会的每一个人都是真的是基督徒。
It's not that everyone who comes here to worship the Lord are actually Christians.
到底跟基督跟神之间没有生命的关系。
But only those who have a connection of life with God.
But just
because you're here and attending church does not mean you're a Christian. This is a very serious matter.
不仅是个人, 团体, 神的工作都是一样。
whether individuals, whether in the corporate body, it's the same.
这是神做工的一个原则。
That there is a principle to how God works.
所以这些人要拦阻他们，要搅扰他们，让以色列百姓不能好好建造神的圣殿。
So the enemies wanted to hinder them, to trouble them, to weaken them, so that they can't rebuild the temple.
又会买一些人，要来败坏，建造圣殿的一个计划。
That the enemies want to frustrate them so that the temple's testimony will not be built.
所以他们从各方面总是要搅扰圣殿建造的进行。
So through different angles, they want to come against the Lord's people to frustrate the work.
要叫他们手滑软。
They want to weaken the hand of the people.
结果没有错，因为这些搅扰，这些拦阻，神的百姓手就滑软了。
And as a result, the people of the land were discouraged.
就圣殿的工作就停止下来了。
So the reconstruction work of the temple ceased.
所以告诉我们说，神殿的工程就停止，直到波斯王大力乌第二年。
Then the work on the house of God in Jerusalem ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
建殿的工程停了大概十五六年之久。
So the work of the house of the Lord stopped for 16 years.
因为这些仇敌他们搅扰破坏，让神的百姓信心受影响。
Because the adversaries troubled the people, and thus the house of the Lord got affected. The people did not have find the strength to continue. Likewise, the enemy is doing the same work today. That when you see a brother and sister have a little faint glow in their hearts to want to love the Lord,
更多服事，更多追求的时候,
they start to pursue the Lord, and when they start to have more services,
神手就借许多环境来搅扰他,
it seems like immediately the enemy starts to trouble that person.
那我想象遇到很多不顺利的事情。
They would come across so many different hardships.
总是要搅扰打击他的信心。
And that those hardships might affect their faith.
总是要把他那个信心把打破。
The enemy wants to shatter this person's faith.
那么受一些影响的时候，他信心软弱，他就退下去，他落下去了。
And thus, by weakening the faith, the person recedes from service, recedes from growth.
这是仇敌一贯的做法。
This is the work of the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到这些事情的时候，我们更是要警醒。
So whenever we encounter these circumstances like hardship, we need to be vigilant. Because from Old Testament to New Testament, the enemy is doing that
same thing.
Whenever there's the Lord's work and recovery, there is also then the enemy's work. Sometimes it's external. And if he can't do it externally, he'll do it internally. That when the Acts of the Apostles, when the church was to be born on earth, the gospel was transmitted to 3,000 people and then 5,000 people. And the number to them were constantly added. Then the enemy raised up Jews to trouble them and frighten them.
要在那禁止他们传耶稣基督的见证。
To prevent them from preaching the gospel of Christ.
但是我们感谢主，那些使徒们他们刚强站立得住。
But thank the Lord that his apostles stood firm.
他们不惧怕。
They were not frightened.
甚至下监牢他们也不惧怕。
That even when they were put in jail, they were not frightened.
是仇敌在外面做搅扰破坏的工作，神的百姓那些使徒们、那些门徒们，他们刚强站立得住。
So when an enemy does an external work of hardships and difficulties, the apostles stood firm.
所以仇敌外面做不了。
Because the enemy couldn't trouble them on the outside.
他要渗透到里面。
Then he troubled them on the inside.
要叫里面性质改变了。
To change the nature of God's work. That by the offering of a couple, that they sold their land. Just like everyone else in the church were doing. And this pair of husband and wife did the same. They wanted to just imitate outwardly what other people did. They sold their property as well. But kept a portion to themselves. And when they brought it to the apostle, they said, this is are the complete possessions that we are offering now to God.
好像要欺骗使徒们。
To try to deceive the apostle.
这就是说从内部要破坏神的见证。
And this is how the enemy affects the testimony of the Lord.
并且用一件非常美好善的事情就奉献给神这件事情。
Taking such a beautiful thing like generosity and offering.
没有奉献那么多，却告诉人说我奉献那么多。
That someone who didn't offer that much said that they offered so much.
我们知道起初圣灵在福音的工作上非常厉害。
We know that the Spirit's work in the gospel at that time was very.
在这个罪恶身上，罪恶事情身上也是非常厉害的做工。
And likewise, in the Spirit casting judgment on these two people, it was likely mighty as well.
当时使徒就说：“你不是欺骗人，你是欺骗圣灵。”
That you did not deceive people, but you deceived the Spirit.
结果那个妻子马上死在使徒面前。
And immediately the couple died in front of the apostles.
你看，仇敌用那种非常神圣、非常好的奉献这件事情，要来破坏神的工作、神的见证。
So you see, the enemy would use such a great and thing like generosity and offering to break the testimony.
罪恶把这些不纯的东西进到教会里面。
That impurities and sins entered into the church.
让教会纯洁的生命、纯洁的见证怎么受了影响
？So the holy life of the church becomes affected.
所以主耶稣为什么在福音书里面讲到说要防备法利赛人、撒都干的笑
That's why likewise Jesus in the gospel says beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees
要防备西利的笑
Beware the leaven of Herod
主耶稣上面就解释说什么是法利赛人、撒都干的笑呢
And then the Lord Jesus explained what is the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees
就是他们的教训
That is their teaching
所以我们看见仇敌就用这种是教训
It is teaching
可能外面也是讲基督教道理
And outwardly it might talk about Christian doctrine
但主耶稣说那是个笑
But Jesus calls it a leaven
笑进到这个面团里面整个面团就发酵就膨大了
Because when leaven enters into the loaf of bread it becomes puffed up
性质是改变了
The nature of the bread is changed.
因为人喜欢看外面表现大，那就是好像这是神的祝福。
Because when people see something that's puffed up and large, they think that that's good and has been blessed by God.
不错，好像外面长得非常大，非常兴旺，非常复兴。
Outwardly, it seems like God's work is successful. Something was blessed and very large.
但是这不是圣灵的工作。
But that was not the Spirit's work.
这是那笑所带来一个结果。
That was the work of the leaven.
圣经里面讲的笑都是邪恶，都是罪恶的东西。
Leaven always represents impurities or sins in the Bible.
从旧约到新约，这个真理都没有改变。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, that truth has not changed.
所以保罗在更多前书第五章也对更多教会说。
So Paul in 2 Corinthians told the church at Corinth.
我们不要用那个旧笑。
To beware the leaven.
因为基督耶稣基督他已经献为祭了，他是无效的。
Because Christ our Passover sacrificed that he is the one that has no leaven, has no sin.
教会是无效的。
Likewise, and the church has no sin.
教会不容许有一点掺杂一些污秽罪的东西进来。
That the church cannot have these impurities and sins entering it.
那是仇敌的工作。
Because that is the work of the enemy.
叫教会的性质改变了。
To change the nature of God's work on the inside.
所以说防备西利的笑。西利的笑。
The Lord Jesus also said,Beware the leaven of Herod.
西利的笑是什么呢
What is the leaven of Herod?
西利代表政治。
Herod represents
政治
politics.
你看今天地上多少教会政治进到教会里面来。
And if you look at the church today, politics has entered into the church.
教会讲台是个神圣的地方。
That the pulpit in the church is a holy place.
是讲神的话，讲神心意的地方。
It should be a place for God's truth.Is preached.
但是今天地上多少教会讲台变成那些政治人物发表他政见的地方
But how many times today is a pulpit a place where politics is preached?
讲到他对政治的一些理想
Where people talk about their views on politics.
在台湾在美国都一样
Whether in Taiwan or in America, it's all the same.
有时候在台湾看那些在上长成的那些人物政治人物到教会里面来
AndSometimes in Taiwan, I see politicians come into the church as well.
甚至参加他们所谓晨祷会
To also attend there.
牧师为他们祷告。
To also pray for their ministers and to pray with the people.
他们出了教会门以后呢，到庙去拜他们那些神明。
And then moments later, they walk down the streets to then worship at the Buddhist temple.
你看这基督教这些传道牧师，你看他们做这种事。
And can you say that that's true today with today's preachers?
把教会性质改变了。
Changing the nature of God's work.
所以弟兄姊妹不容许政治进到教会里面来。
And so that's why the enemies want to come into the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不愿意讲那个政治事，我们不要鼓励说弟兄姊妹，你选这个选那个。
So that's why when I'm on the pulpit, I don't want to say you vote for this person or you vote for that person.
更不要传一些所谓简讯，告诉说这个比较好，那个比较怎么样。
Nor say one policy is better than another.
圣经是很简单的告诉我们说，为在上掌权的祷告。
Simply the Bible says that we should pray for those who are in authority.
因为政治进到教会里面就产生分裂。
And when politics enter the church, it causes division.
每一个人有他自己的选择。
Everyone has their own choice.
但是不要去把这些你的想法概念传递在教会当中。
But don't be on the pulpit and preach one's politics to other people.
不要叫这个西利教在教会里面慢慢散发出来。
Or else the leaven of Herod would grow in the congregation.
弟兄姊妹，讲到神的工作、神的恢复，这是非常严肃的事情。
When we talk about Lord's testimony and the Lord's work, it's a very serious matter.
从主耶稣讲到那个天国比喻，也看见这件事情。
And same thing when the Lord Jesus spoke about the parables of the mysteries of the kingdom.
马太福音讲到天国的比喻。
Matthew 13 talks about the parables of the kingdom of heaven.
天国从沙种开始。
That the kingdom begins with a seed.
从生命开始。
It begins with life.
把那个好的种子种在好的田地里面。
That the good seed got placed into good soil.
把这个好的种子，天国之子。有生命的人撒在这地上，撒在这世界。
And that this good seed, the sons of the kingdom, are scattered into the earth.
让天国权柄，让天国的荣耀在地上彰显出来，扩展出去。
So that the kingdom authority can spread upon the earth.
但是撒种的比喻开始以后。
But after the parable of the sower.
第二个就是败子的比喻。
Then we have the parable of the wheat.
看见仇敌马上就跟着来了。
Immediately, the enemy sprang up.
把那些假冒没有生命的东西撒在麦子当中。
To scatter the tares among the wheat.
把那些掺杂不是属于神的东西带到神的百姓当中。
To scatter impurity, the things that don't belong to God, among the things of God.
所以说不要把他们这些薅出来。
So the Lord Jesus says, do not pluck them out.
所以说容许他们一同成长。
Let them grow together.
因为麦子跟败子一同在成长的时候，他们成长的时候过程好像外面长相都差不多。
Because from the outside, the wheat can look like a tear.
人也分辨不出来。
And people cannot distinguish them.
就是你要薅这个麦子的话，薅这个败子的话，不小心可能就把那个好的麦子也把它挖出来了。
That it would be very unfortunate if in trying to weed out a tear, you also weed out a wheat.
因为外面长相差不多。
Because outwardly they might look the same.
就是我们来说，好像两个人做事，好像各方面做事情也都是一些基督教事情。
It seems like when two people do the same work outwardly, they're doing the same work.
就说容许他们一同成长。
But the Lord Jesus said, "Let them grow together."
到世界末了，说天使要出来收割。
That when at the end of the age, when the angels come to reap the field,
到那天就能分辨什么是麦子，什么是败子。
Then there will be a distinction between the tares and the wheat.
麦子要收到仓里面，进到国度里面。
That the wheat will go into the kingdom.
败子要捆起来，丢在火里面焚烧。
But the tares will be bundled and put into the fire.
感谢神，今天神仍然在地上做那恢复的工作。
Likewise, the Lord is doing a recovery work today.
神总是在寻找一般单纯的人。
He's looking for a people that are singly devoted.
借着他们在神的百姓当中带出一些引起一些带出一些影响，带出一些影响。
He is trying to have people who are touched by his work.
借着少数人，让神的见证能够被建立起来。
That he can work among a small group of people to have.His overall work be completed. So that God's recovery work will be done among His people. That the Lord's work will always move on.
就当时的百姓的确是，好像是软弱的。
Although it seems that God's people are weak,
这般起初要归回的时候，他们是圣，是灵的感动，神的灵来激动他们。
That when they were in captivity, the Spirit stirred in their hearts.
可以说他们是离开那个巴比伦，他们已经住了几十年的地方，他们还愿意放下这一切，回到犹大地区。
That although they have put down roots in Babylon for a couple of years, they still had the heart to go back to Jerusalem.
他们愿意照着神的心意回去把圣殿重新建造起来。
They are willing to follow God's will to rebuild the temple.
让神丰富的工作能够成就应验在他们当中。
So that God's will may be accomplished in their midst.
但是我们知道人总是软弱的。
But we know that people, we're people as we're weak.
只有他们遇到这个难处的时候，他们就停下工来。
And when they encounter some difficulty, they stopped working on the temple.
所以从这些历史里面，这些都成为我们一个见解。
So this is a reminder, an encouragement from history.
因为神的工作在那里，仇敌的工作也会在那里。
Which is that when God's work begins, then the enemy's work begins.
这就是我们今天需要警醒。仰望主的恩典和怜悯。
That's why we need to be watchful and alert, waiting for the Lord's mercy.
让我们还里面还有点心意，愿意照着神的心意往前的时候。
As long as you have a little desire in your heart to move forward.
借这些历史所发生的事情。
According to what has happened in history.
让我们看见也有仇敌的工作。
We can see that we'll encounter the enemy's work.
我们更要警醒。
And thus we need to be watchful.We need to be discerning.
不容许那些不纯净的东西进到神的工作、神的百姓当中。
Discerning that impurity does not enter into the work of God.
叫神的工作、叫神的旨意最终能够成就在神的百姓当中。
So we want the Lord's work to be accomplished in our midst.
我求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be with us.
让这些话成我们彼此的激励。
May this word encourage us.
啊，叫神恢复工作能够终究能够成就在我们当中。
So His revival work will happen among us.
啊，叫神。神在这里，基督在这里找到安息的所在。
That's why then the Lord will find rest in this place.
他丰富同在显在我们当中。
That His presence will be manifested in us.
叫他的旨意不仅不是成就在外面，来成就在我们的心身上。
That God's will be accomplished among His people.
最终叫圣殿重新建造起来。
So let the temple of the Lord be rebuilt.
起初圣殿的荣耀光景重新显在神的百姓
当中。Beautiful spiritual condition be among his people. I share until here. May our brother pray for us. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you that you have accomplished everything in Christ.That you would take us brothers and sisters who have this heart for you. And we ask that you would finish your work individually in us. We also ask that you would finish your work corporately in us.So that at the end of the age, we would see this great work completed. Then we would know that our life of discipleship has mattered. And that we can enter into the joy of the kingdom.We want to ask that you would be with all of us. And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.